escape the gloom and go to the movies.
There you go. It will cheer you up.
It is the time to do it. Well, you know, Sundance is coming in January. It's January 19th through 29th, and Sundance will make an appearance at the Michigan Theater.
This is the second year they're doing that, right?
It's third year. And so we've announced that this was going to happen at the Michigan Theater January 26th, which is during the Sundance Film Festival. We're part of the world premiere screening arrangements for a film called For a Good Time Call, And it's a film by a Canadian director who's won lots of awards for short films, Jamie Travis. And it's a screenplay that's written by Katie Ann Naylor and Laura Ann Miller. And Laura Ann Miller is Seth Rogen's wife.
A little bit of humor in that relationship.
As you got it. And Laura Ann Miller is also starring along with Ari Gaynor. In this film about two women that, you know, one loses the rent-controlled apartment and the other one loses something a little less tragic,
a relationship. And I have no experience that losing a rent-controlled apartment is much worse than losing a family member.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's a little callous, but it's funny, and that's the whole point of it. So the film also stars has Seth Rogen, Mimi Rogers, and Nina Vardalos make
Fat Greek Wedding, right?
Yeah, exactly. Make some cameo appearances. And then Justin Long, who everyone knows best as being the Apple guy in the Apple PC commercials.
Oh, years ago.
And he's on the New Girl right now. But anyway, it should be a lot of fun, very funny. And, you know, we've done comedies. That's what Sundance has sent to us. And so we'll really look forward to this. Now, there's a second Sundance event. That's January 26th, Thursday, January 26th. And then on Sunday, January 29th, we're doing a set of short films from Sundance, so that it's a two-film package. You can buy one, you can buy the other, you can buy both. And there's a special discount if you buy both.
You can do that online?
You can do that online, absolutely. Go to the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org. And it's a very wonderful cultural weekend. That weekend on Thursday, you can go see the Sundance premiere for A Good Time Call. On Friday, you can go to the Folk Festival. Saturday, you can go to the Folk Festival. And then Sunday, you can go to see the Sundance Shorts.
So I'm tired thinking about it.
It's a busy, busy weekend. It's going to be great, though. And speaking of Seth Rogen, the husband of Laura Ann Miller for A Good Time Call, he's going to host the Independent Spirit Awards, which is the Academy Awards, as it were, for the independent film.
These are the ones that have upset Kevin Smith so much, right?
Yes, exactly. He didn't get nominated. He feels entitled. And they take place the day before the Oscars, so it's going to be Saturday, February 25th. It's done in a large tent on a Santa Monica beach in the afternoon, and then it's broadcast that evening at 10 o'clock. So you can go check
out. Is this in conjunction with the Razzies by chance?
No.
Because that's my favorite.
Yeah, there's the Razzie, the Independent Spirit, and the Academy Awards all happen right in those two-day periods. Now, if you're looking for a little tip about what might be nominated, here is a compiled list of the winners so far. These are winners of film festivals and year-end awards. And the Artist has won 6 of these year-end awards. The Tree of Life, 4. The Descendants, 2. The Beginners, 1. And Melancholia, which opens at the Michigan Theater this Friday. So The Artist is opening at the Michigan Theater on December 23rd.
That's the silent movie, right?
That's the modern silent movie that was the big rage of canon.
Right.
It really is a tremendous buzz film, and it's an exclusive play at the Michigan Theater. The Tree of Life we played at the Michigan Theater. The Descendants we played at the Michigan Theater. Beginners we played at the Michigan and State Theater. So anyway, we're pretty happy about all of that. And Melancholia, of course. The Best Actor, Michael Fassbender from a film called Shame that hasn't played Ann Arbor, but has played a lot of festivals to a great, great acclaim. Brad Pitt for his appearance in Moneyball, but also Tree of Life.
Right.
George Clooney for The Descendants, Mike Shannon for Take Shelter, which is playing right now at the Michigan Theater, and it's going away. It's a really interesting film. And Jean Dujardin, who is in The Artist, is also one of the best actors. And Gary Oldman for Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, which will open before the end of the year. Best Actress, Michelle Williams for My Week with Marilyn.
She's fabulous.
She is very good. And, you know, I saw the trailers, and I went, I don't know. But when you watch the movie, by the the end, you're going, yes, she is Marilyn Monroe, but she doesn't, you know, really look like Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
But it's very, very convincing. Tilda Swinton, for a film that hasn't been released yet, We Need to Talk About Kevin is the name of the film. Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady, another film that hasn't played locally. Viola Davis for The Help, and Elizabeth Olsen for Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, which is currently playing but will soon go away at the State Theater. So lots of awards to consider.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it a lot in the coming weeks.
Next couple months.
Well, what's available this weekend?
Now, there's Melancholia is open up, the Lars von Trier film, but the film that I'm most excited about that I've actually seen twice at two film festivals is Being Elmo, A Puppeteer's Journey. And this is a fabulous, fabulous documentary about a guy by the name of Kevin Clash, who's an African-American guy that grew up in a very nice family, you know, not a wealthy family at all, but in Baltimore. And as a grade school kid, he became fascinated by the Muppets and by puppetry in general. And he made his own puppet for the first time out of the lining of his father's coat. You know, one of those, you know, it was a furry lining that had been unbuttoned for the coat, and he went into the closet and he cut it up and turned it into a puppet.
That had to go over well.
And his parents, instead of getting upset, they said, Kevin, if you ever want to do that again, just ask. And so starting as a grade school kid, he did these puppet shows for the neighborhood kids. And then in junior high, he just got a lot of flack. You know, here's a guy playing with dolls in junior high.
He went through bullying, you know? Which is a hot
topic. Exactly.
Today, you know?
But then when he got into high school, he ended up becoming a TV star because he was a puppeteer on one of the local TV shows, and he got real popular. And then his family wasn't able to travel a lot, but on the senior trip to New York, the school helped arrange for him to go see the Jim Henson Studios in New York, and he was there and met the puppeteers and saw drawers full of eyeballs, you know, half ping pong balls,
right,
and eyebrows and mouths and noses that they put on the puppets and some of the techniques. And after he graduated, he got a call from New York to actually be on the Captain Kangaroo Show, a puppeteer for the Captain Kangaroo Show, not the Muppet Show. But then a couple years later, the Captain Kangaroo Show closed down. But he things happened. But he eventually became a puppeteer with Jim Henson on a couple of movies, and then for Sesame Street. And then there's one of the old time, very, very accomplished puppeteers had this little red puppet, and he was doing the puppetry, and then after he did his little bit, he just threw the puppet on the ground and said, I hate this puppet. And Kevin Clash, this young guy who had just started, he looked at it and picked it up, and then he said, if you want it, you can have it. And then he started to play with it, and that's Elmo.
He became the most popular Muppet perhaps of all time.
He developed the voice and the character.
He does that voice?
Yes.
That's a man's voice?
Yes, it is.
It's really high.
Yeah. Anyway, he's a very talented guy.
If I don't say myself.
Very engaging guy. And Being Elmo, A Puppeteer's Journey is a wonderful, wonderful film. And you just have to go see it. It's not going to be around very long. It opens on Saturday the 18th. And again, it won't be around very long because we've got a lot of great stuff.
Perfect time, right on the heels of the Muppet movie.
That's
too,
right.
You know?
That's true. Melancholia, the Lars von Trier film, was another big buzz film out of the Cannes Film Festival. It stars Kirsten Dunst as a bride, and Charlotte Gainsborough as her sister. And it's actually an apocalyptic end of the world tale that is very odd, very meditative. There's kind of similarities to the Tree of Life in that it's not a straight ahead narrative. You really have to think, and you need to stick with it to the end. When I was watching it with Deb a couple weeks ago, at various points in time, you're kind of bored. It's beautifully shot, very beautifully shot, but it really pays off at the end, and it's a very, very, again, odd, meditative, really for film heads to go see.
And I understand for Kirsten Dunst, it's the best role she's done since Interview with the Vampire,
yeah,
when she was about 9 years
old.
Yeah,
she's great. Kiefer Sutherland's in it. He plays Charlotte Gainsborough's husband, and again, it's beautifully shot, and it's gotten very strong reviews. Young Adult Adult is another film that's gotten very strong reviews. This is a film that's directed by Jason Reitman, who did Juno and Up in the Air, and this is three, looks like, hits in a row for him. This opens at the State Theater and at multiplexes. Roger Ebert said, Young Adult is an A. And as I absorbed it, I realized what a fearless character study it is, that sometimes it's funny doesn't hurt. It's about this woman who's a teen writer, and she goes back to her hometown with the intent of stealing her high school sweetheart, who's married and has a child now, but she doesn't seem to care. And so young adult, meaning that she's not young at all anymore, but she thinks like a young adult. And again, it's funny. It's the performance by Charlize Theron is extremely well reviewed.
Charlize Theron behaving badly. Nothing wrong with that for me.
Sherlock Holmes opens up the second one, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. It stars Robert Downey Jr., Jude Law, and Jared Harris. This has all gotten very strong reviews, although it's tricked up with explosions and all kinds of modern kind of stuff, although it's set in 19th century England. And again, good reviews. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked, terrible reviews, 13% positive reviews. There you go. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol opens up at IMAX theaters and then opens up later in the week, the December 21st, a week from yesterday. And it's gotten amazingly strong reviews. It's directed by Brad Bird, who's an animation director that did The Incredibles and The Iron Giant. But it's
and I understand
very
that,
good
yeah, he's taking the franchise in new and better directions.
Yep. So I'm just going to say right now, ta-ta from Hollywood.